Blog Talk Radio.
Well, first of all, I guess I'm still on Blog Talk Radio, huh? It's supposed to change, but, you know, when I pay so much to be on Blog Talk Radio, I don't make a dime from it. That's not what it's all about. You know, I'm a professional podcaster, and it's part of my art form. I no longer do performing. I was, you know, in a club like I used to. I did that for a very long time. But I'm going to keep an open mind to performing, you know. So I may just one day have this urge to go on stage and sing. And I will, and I feel comfortable in front of an audience singing or acting or, you know, that's my persona. That's why I came to Hollywood. But I didn't come to Hollywood or L.A. County, for that matter, to deal with crazy things that no one, or especially me, cannot understand. When I say that, I mean something that are insane. You know, I have so many unfortunate, the dark side of trying to make it in the music industry was coming across people who didn't have my best interest at heart. You know, scammers, sharks. People wanted to con me when I was younger, and I was able to, luckily, to steer free from them, like my suspicions of them, or just being lucky. And I believe, you know, so I want to tell you all who are in the industry, or who is, whether you're Hollywood or New York, because I was in New York, too. I was homeless, trying to make it in the music industry in New York. And I found New York to be fascinating as it was music. The short time I was there, but I was homeless. It was a different time when I was in New York because I was so ambitious, so fearless. So living on the streets of Manhattan was a profound experience. Just like living on the streets of Hollywood, when I came to Hollywood, I was on Hollywood Boulevard walking around homeless. So my stance to people who want to be in the industry and want to come out here to be a star is say, if you're in a small town like me, I came from Buffalo, and I'm in the same state of New York, save some money so you don't be homeless. Homeless is a bad thing. And two, be careful who you deal with. I would say for the songwriters, also struggling songwriters, you can easily become a member of ASCAP and BMI. It's that easy. You can be free or you can just pay a few bucks. You're right. It may not be much in the way of like going to fame and fortune, because that's like still a far-fetched thing. It's like it's a gamble, but it can help get you there in terms of the songwriting. And that's what I did, you know, 93. When I was 22 years old, I had so many rejections with the labels. I got with BMI because they just sent me a letter and I signed up with them, and I've been with them for many years. There are 452 songs now came, but I don't know what's going on. I hear they might be selling the BMI, and that's a concern for me because I've been there for a very long time. I'm like a long-time customer. Ain't no. And the bad thing is I didn't get that big major record label deal. You know, that's the first step. You know, it's like just writing a song and then I get the major label. Or I didn't get the big artist, you know, the big artist at the time, you know, whoever's big, or a producer to use it for, not even that just for a record, a major record deal, but for their deal, or someone use it for television or whatever. I didn't get no money from that, not one thing. The only money that I got was very little from the indie labels, and it was very, very little. Think about getting $50 for 6 years, little pennies at a time. That's how much money. Nothing much to show for it. BMI, releasing the albums, they have given me a few bucks, so about the same. So that's the thing. That's why I stopped performing. I wanted to make changes. But I'm still in the industry. I'm not giving up. I'm still a professional songwriter. The artist side of singing Yes, I will release it on Spotify with my keyboard, because keyboard, I write on the keyboard and sing, you know, like I Do Love You. I wrote that on the keyboard. And she could have been great for a studio, but I was just tired. I've done it for so many years, and, you know, I wanted to make some changes. Because I don't want to delude myself into thinking something, doing something that's going to undermine my interests. Because my life has been tatters trying to go for that dream. But it's a good dream. It's positive. But you have to make, you know, the precautions. It's like a gamble. It's a lottery. Someone told me when I was on my way to L.A., do it for 15 years. Try it. And then go to college. Do something else. And I did just that, but I didn't stop. And I want to tell you, if you believe in your dream and you're still doing, if you start out, go for as long as possible and your dream will come true. If you're still doing it at 20, 30, 40 years, I applaud you, like me, and you haven't gotten the deal. My stance is you have to make your own decisions. But I will say this, if you continue to go for it, I applaud you. You'll go farther than when you started. Believe in yourself, and it will come true. It will. You have to be positive, don't we? But if you decide to stop, I understand. That's a good. That's understandable. But in order for dreams to happen, a lot of people get into that industry. You know, this is, you know, a lot of people get in that industry. A lot of people don't. Make it, and a lot of times success in that industry happens after 20 or 30 or 40 years. It's very common. So if you get it, that's a way to get it, do it. That's why it's like, have something to fall back on. Really, truly, honestly, to get that dream to come true. It's so... Well, time consuming, I don't think, but I have something to fall back on. It's not a typical thing, you know. It's like, it's a lot of luck, you know. It really is. But that's what I should be talking about all the time, you know. Those things, you know, just talk about that, or talk about, you know, I had to go to college, I had to find a great job, I had to do those little everyday life things. The truth of the matter is LA is in the county, you know, you can have all the dreams in the world, but it's hard to find a job. It's hard to do all that stuff. And that's what I don't need to be talking about, you know, being lucky to find a place to live, own my place, a little place, because after several years of being out here, I did not expect to own the place. I was actually living in apartments, and I was actually going to go back to the East Coast and go back to college, and that was the truth in 2003, because I was tired of the I was actually going to do that. I went back and forth for 3, 4, 5 times when I came back, when I first came out here. And I went back and forth, back to New York State, back forth. And it was, that's what I should be talking about. I should not be talking about, you know, getting a home and then realizing somebody near me where I lived, or somebody thinking my home is a lot of money and want to commit real estate fraud. You know, that's not what it's all about. Isn't that crazy? Some people were saying today that they're going to get 300 grand from my home through a bank account, and that's fraudulent. They won't get money from my home when I sell it. ID theft. You know what? I've been through a lot already. Do I need to deal with something that's sound crazy or made up stories or simply evil? But I will say, protect yourself with your home, or protect yourself with anything, because people are getting desperate. I know that from my standpoint, I know I put myself in that of someone who don't own a home or someone who's desperate. I would never, ever steal someone else's home or steal someone else's song, but some people otherwise. If I was homeless and I didn't have a home apartment, I would have been gone. I was like, goodbye. You know, it's like I would be probably on the East Coast somewhere or somewhere else. I am not going to sit around and do anything for money, lie for it, die for it, and put myself in a prison or get myself in trouble. That's not worth anything for a buck to steal and rob and take advantage of people. And I don't have much. And if they think my home is something that they can take, well, they're going to deal with the court system because they can't do that. That's impossible. And that's made up stories. I told you these crazy people with mental health issues saying things about my home outside. I'm like, you know, people, we are all desperate. I know we all need a place to live. We all want to own something, but it's not worth going to jail for, you know. That's not what I need to hear. I already dealt with people who targeted me for other dark motives. Jealousy, and they said they stole my song. There might be a possibility. You know, they said they got a contract. There was no contract with no major label, no producer, no nothing. The only contract I got was this little indie label, and they don't hardly pay me anything. So, and I own all the music. I own the masters to all my songs. I own the originals. That's all I should be talking about, or being an entertainer, or make movies. I'm also a movie director. I do my videos. My videos on Vevo. My videos were on MTV. They might be taken off. I don't know what happened to that account, but because I don't, you know, they took it off like 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and then it was on Viacom, the Outkast video. The same Outkast video is now on Vevo. The unique videos, I made a new unique video a long time ago. You see the glasses moving back and forth? That was my design. I am a graphic artist. I've been a graphic artist since, you know, I've been an artist since I was a child. Yes, I was seen, you know, when I was a child as an intellectual, but I was really more noticed for my art. And I was told to go to Visual Academy of Visual Performing Arts, and I didn't do it, and I should have. Because the traumas that I experienced in my early life was so profound that the art, the visual artist, the graphic artist just dissipated, just disappeared. And then the other form, and then I became a musician. A musician. Music is supposed to be, you know, a musician at a teenager. Music is, you know, was a way out to deal with all the traumas. I've written that song, Trauma. Trauma was done at a period of time where I was, you know, writing from the heart. It was not done through commercial. Rock and roll, which I was attracted to, was attracted to rock and roll to release anger, vent from trauma. That's exactly why I got into trauma. I mean, to rock and roll or hard rock. And I written that from the heart without thinking about where it's going to sell or whatever. That was what it was for. It was, you know, whatever was going to sell or whatever. It was from the heart. And it was very deep. You heard that song, Trauma. I released it on my greatest hits. You know, those little albums. It is professional. No one bought it. You know, it's like, you know, one of those people got into it professionally. So I am grateful. And I'm aware of where I am, despite not getting, you know, noticed. In the industry to a huge extent. I am grateful to have gotten on a indie label to release it to the public. I am grateful to have made videos to be on Vevo major labels. I mean, major label video website Vevo. I am grateful to release songs to you. So, and whatever fans I have, I thank you. I say that because I'm aware of where I'm at. But still, I had to write from the heart. It's trauma.
I want an after time that will be the love of
You know, Trauma was a song, you know, my voice wasn't developed. It was just tenor, you know, always been tenor in those. Well, all my songs, I don't sing my natural high voice until I'm doing my own. But Trauma was about trauma, bad experiences. I had too many. So I wrote about it because this symbolized what it meant. But to the record companies, they thought, no way they can release that. It's too sad. I needed to write something that commercialized music, so art, you know, what commercialization? I don't know what that is, because people are drawn to different types of music, and they are, but I know they're drawn to something unique. So I did write songs from the heart as far as love, like I really want to be with you and stuff like that. But that is where it is all those years. I could do it again, but why wouldn't I do it again? All the money pent and not much to show for it, but that's nothing I can do, but I am appreciative that I got this far. So that's what I should be talking about. I should not be talking about real estate fraud. You know, someone wants to take my home away. I don't have much. I mean, I don't. It's not that big of a deal. I actually think that everybody should own their home. You know, it's not that big of a deal. Why am I dealing with real estate fraud? I do not know. Allegations. That's an evil. That's a trauma to take my home or take money from something that don't belong to someone else, you know. They said when I sell it, they're going to take it. They're going to get some money from my home, or they're going to take my songs and use it, you know. These are not something that I make up. It's just allegations that someone said. Then I realized mentally ill people are attracted to me when I'm outside, you know, when I go outside and say all those things. You know, do I want to deal with that? You know, this is what I want to tell you. Stay away from negative people. Stay away from evil people who say things like that, you know. You don't take people's dreams away. It's just a stay away. One thing that evil people do is they don't know how to deal with boundaries and strangers. Now, I don't know these strangers. They live on the street, homeless, whatever, or wherever. If you don't know somebody, you just know them by saying hello. If you don't hang out with them, you don't talk to them about on a general thing, you don't hardly know them. That means you don't know them. You're a stranger. You just see them in the neighborhood, or you need to, the way to deal with strangers is respect their space. If you don't know them, you don't know them. If you know somebody, you have to do the same thing. But if you know somebody's different, you just go up and say, hello, how are you? You start talking, you hang out. You know, your best friend or your marriage partner or family or acquaintance at work you see all the time, a coworker, you know them. If you see, you talk to them directly. Then sometimes if people at your work or somebody you don't talk to, you don't socialize with, you just see them in the neighborhood. Or you bump into them at the supermarket. That's a stranger. People who are evil don't understand that concept. They go right up to a stranger and act like they know the stranger. They go right up to someone's home and act like they bang on it, even though they don't know. That's what criminals violate those boundaries. So stay away from criminals. Stay away from that. That's my advice. I deal with it all too much. That's why I wrote the song Trauma. I had so many traumas when I was younger because it symbolizes I could have easily not be alive right now because of the traumas. Because I wasn't as aware of dealing with people, and I was just somebody come up and I was friendly to everybody who I met, no matter what. And then I realized I have to be careful who I deal with. That's not what I'm supposed to be dealing with in LA. That's what people just talk about music. This is entertainment. Even if it's 10 miles away or 3 miles away from Hollywood, I'm not living in the area where there's a lot of entertainment or entertainment is nearby, but it is an area where celebrities live or nearby where Hollywood is. It's still Hollywood, you know, it's still part of Los Angeles, so I should be talking about music. So when you hear my songs, I decided from now on, I am going to talk about the dark side, the real stuff, what I go through. But I'm going to talk about music. I am going to talk about other things other than, you know, home situations. But I will bring up things in general. I should not be talking about, I will talk about those issues. Because I think people can relate to what I go through. There are good people on this planet, but there are evil ones too. You know, jealousy could be a bad thing, or a threat, or religious bigotry, whatever. It is so rampant. But the human condition is you have to have, you know, you can't take what you don't belong to you, and you have to respect a stranger. Get to know strangers first before you get involved, or, you know, but people who don't understand that tend to be narcissists, sociopaths. They don't have that capacity. Criminals don't have that capacity to respect those boundaries. So stay away from people. That's one sign to stay away from people like that. And if you see somebody coming into you without knowing you and just acting obnoxious or saying things at you crazy, stay away. That's the first instinct of if you know if that person is not well or not someone suitable to deal with. When somebody knows how to treat you right, respect you, talk to you nicely, or come up to you and know when to let you go. If you don't talk to them or whatever, they let you go. That's somebody who knows how to deal with people. You got to know how to deal with people in this society. Being an artist, I have to deal with a lot of people of all types. But I'm not a big artist. I'm not on stage. That would be a different situation. But being a podcast, I have to express myself. I want to talk about music because this is the entertainment capital of the world. I want to talk about being an entertainer. I want to talk about being other things, everyday life things. I want to talk about somebody saying real estate fraud or looking at my home or crazy allegations that don't pertain to making sense. It's not common sense. But I want to just talk about that. So I will talk about my music, and I will deal with those dark issues if I come up. But that's what I should be talking about on my podcast and whatever. But we'll see. I have a lot to talk about, you know. But that's my explanation for today. I should be, you know, this is the entertainment. I should be talking about music, being positive. You know, it's a hot day in Los Angeles. City of dreams, you know. And not think of myself that despite not getting to the big time, that I don't want to see myself as a dream, my broken dreamer. I want to see myself as a dream to be, make, to happen. And, you know, no matter what happens, I appreciate my life. And that's to the artists who are listening to me. If you've done it for 20 or 30 years, or you feel hopeless, because unfortunately in the music industry, or if you're an actor or a comedian, there's going to be starving days and starving nights, and unfortunately it could be many years of them. So appreciate your life and try to have a life. Value yourself because you only have one life to live. And realize that the industry is very difficult. And you'll get there, you know. There are people who got discovered after 15 years, or there were people who got their first song after 30 or 40 years and finally got out. There were people who got discovered after they passed away, quite a few, that the songs became big hits, which is so sad that, you know, that they'll never be able to live to see the success of what they made. And then on the other side of the coin, you have to remember that how difficult that industry is. There are people, you know, broken dreamers are also people who made it. So I also, when I observed Elvis Presley, he made it, but he died of a drug overdose, drug-related heart condition. Or Marilyn Monroe, she died from drug overdose. So they made it. They had a lot of success. But, you know, all the issues, drug intoxication, Marilyn Monroe was, you know, it's really sad. Not to sound like, oh, Michael Jackson, the drug induced drug overdose. So they were the biggest stars of their era in movies and music, and had to get a drug to get by and died of drug overdoses or drug related. So that's the broken dream too, if you see it that way. And I was looking at other artists, you know, like Jim Morrison, 4 years, he's dead, you know, or Jimi Hendrix. He's such a great inventor of the guitar. You know, he got famous. He struggled for years and finally got famous, and then he died 3 years later, or Kurt Cobain, 3 years later, he passed away. So it's a very difficult business on both sides of the aisle, those who made it and who don't. You have to be careful where we go. You know, you have to be healthy and appreciate life, whether you make it or not. But, you know, because, you know, the grass is not necessarily greener on the other side, if you really think about it. If someone's going in the industry and made it and they had to take drugs or alcohol to get by, and, you know, they may have a lot of money, but they don't appreciate what they have, or, you know, it really is sad. So that is the thing. Appreciate life, whether you're a famous artist or not. And then things will be okay, because we only have one life to live. I'm trying to appreciate my life. You know, it's very difficult being a human being, not seeing success, you know, being ignored. So it's a test, you know, so I have to do the best I can. And my other parts of my life, I talk about academia because I went back to school. I failed tests several times. I failed the test yesterday. I failed. I was called a failure so many times in my life. I was called a failure, and you know, I was disappointed, but I can't listen to that, you know? So I had to appreciate my life despite the limitations and whatever's going on. That's what I should be thinking about. You know, really, I should not be thinking about real estate fraud or somebody touched some dark motives, but unfortunately, it has happened, and I have a very bad life. But I appreciate my life and being a musician. So if you are an artist, appreciate your life, no matter if you made it or not. Deal with demons in terms of the personification of evil stuff around. I ain't saying it in Christian terms, you know, I don't believe that, but in more like just, you know, you can overcome it. Just do the right thing. Hang out with the right people. We only have one life to live, no matter if we're rich or poor, big or small. And talk about that. For me, I want to talk about music and talk about appreciating life, not dark stuff. But sometimes I got to. Good day, good night from Dove Night.